U.S. Navy sailors and family members joined local Okinawan volunteers at Peace Memorial Park this past Sunday to prepare nearly 7,000 candles for a vigil on the eve of Okinawa Memorial Day.
The event honored the 80th anniversary of the end of the Battle of Okinawa, an 82-day conflict in 1945 that claimed more than 200,000 lives and stands as the deadliest battle of the Pacific Theater during World War II. Each year, organizers extend a special invitation to the U.S. Navy to take part, during which volunteers transform the site of the battle's final phase into a solemn landscape illuminated by thousands of candles. One of the evening's most powerful moments came when service members and Japanese students worked together to arrange hundreds of candles into a symbol for peace, creating a striking visual tribute. Navy volunteers also had the opportunity to visit the Okinawa Memorial Museum that features powerful exhibits, photographs, and first-hand accounts from survivors, allowing sailors and their families to gain a deeper understanding of the battle's devastating impact and the enduring commitment of the Okinawan people to peace and harmony. This salute to service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Knowing the signs of a Medicare scam. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. It's really hard to pin down an exact number because the fraud is very complex. But Medicare and Medicaid scams total between $60 and $100 billion a year. Now, some of the recent scams include billing for services or supplies that were not provided, providing unsolicited supplies to beneficiaries, prescribing unnecessary and excessive tests and services. Scammers have been known to give a kickback in exchange for a beneficiary's Medicare number or requiring Medicare number for an educational presentation when unnecessary. In order to protect yourself, it's important to know the signs of Medicare scams. Crooks want your Medicare number. To get that, they may call and text and or email you with requests with things like this. You need to activate or renew your Medicare card. Don't fall for it. Medicare would never call you for that. We would like to send you a free genetic testing kit. So, of course, we need your Medicare number. Medicare has authorized us to send you a free knee, back, or elbow brace. And we need your number. You qualify for a refund on your Medicare costs, and they need your number. Yeah. We'll send a free permanent Medicare card engraved with your name and Medicare number on it. So they obviously need your number. You've heard this before, but never give your Medicare card or number to anyone except your doctor or people that you absolutely know should have it. So that's, of course, if you have any questions on this, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Yeah, don't give your number.
No.
It can sound pretty legit, I guess, on the phone and whatever, but yeah, that's the idea.
That's the idea.
They trick you.
They're being clever
and they're tricking you.
They scam you, yes.
Yeah. When somebody tells me I'm good looking, I know they're lying.
No.
They're exaggerating.
No.
Today is, of course, National Bomb Pop Day. We do this every year, at least once, with its iconic and immediately recognizable trio of colors, red, white, and blue. It was born at the outset of a period of patriotic frenzy in American history. What is a bomb pop? Okay.
Didn't your uncle invent it or something?
Hang on. We're going to get there.
Okay. Sorry.
A frozen confection that is shaped like a rocket. It's tri-colored, each color for a different flavor. The original flavors were cherry, lime, and blue raspberry. Now, I did some research on Memorial Day. We had our family reunion down in Iola, and three of my cousins were there, the girl cousins, who are in the same family. And I said, is it true that your dad invented the bomb pop? Three of them all said, yes, absolutely. Wow. So we had to taste it and pick out colors and for it and everything in our basement.
Wow.
And she said he also invented this little popsicle stick that had notches in it. You could fit it together. You could make houses out of it, like Lincoln Logs. He invented that, too. They never got any credit for that. Never got any money out of it.
So did he work for, an ice cream company or something?
No, he's an advertising guy. Had his own little agency up there in Kansas City for years.
So then when he invented the bomb pop, then did he make it and market it? Or did he just sell the idea?
And gave the idea to some confection company, and away it went. So he didn't get it copyrighted. Or what did they have patented? The bomb pop.
Wow. So you are not the heir to the bomb pop fortune.
No. Nope. I'd like to be the heir to some sort of fortune.
Oh, man.
The bomb pop. And that would have been in the early to mid-50s.
Right. That makes sense. Because it's very that whole atomic thing was going on with Sputnik and all that.
Did you hear the Fox report a while ago on this comet it's out there. It's supposed to be the biggest comet ever.
Mm-hmm.
85 feet across. I thought comets were bigger than that. I guess they're not very big, huh? What's the size of a comet if it's just, does anybody know? Most of them are about as big as a golf ball.
Amazing, though, we can still see them sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yet they're not that big.
Apparently they're all around us peppering, you know, but I've never seen a comet. Have you? I've seen Comet Cleanser. That's as close as I get.
Oh, man.
Anyway. It's 85 feet across, and they didn't say it's going to hit the U.S. and wipe out a city or anything. So,
well, 85 feet across. Well, that seems like a good size.
Pretty sizable.
Yeah, that dropped in your backyard.
That could be problems.
Knock a hole in your backyard.
All right, Don. Are you all right? You getting enough water and everything?
Why do I look like I don't?
Yeah, you look pretty sickly to me. What do you think? Ted, he looks like
We did have the changing of the guard last night for the wagon.
Changing of the guard.
Meaning that we brought in a new captain.
Oh, is that the top person then, the captain?
The Grand Poobah.
The Grand Poobah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jerry Coleman is our new new captain.
Does he get to wear a crown or anything like that?
No. He wears his cowboy hat when he's in public.
You know, when you had the chili cook-off several years ago. I got to be the potentate on that.
I know. You were very impotent.
Yeah. I loved it. All the attention you get.
You did, yeah. Yeah. You had an adult beverage. You get to ride around with your scepter. Yeah,
great.
And then tell people if their booze look nice. And
they give you this really heavy coat to wear. You have a scepter that's a toilet plunger. And they give you a can of warm beer and say, welcome. Welcome to the Wagon Masters.
Your beer wasn't that warm.
I'm kidding. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Good, good. Well, you were a good potentate.